hard to go mentally after that game, you know, at overall.
Right, I mean, definitely some things, especially looking at the film yesterday, you know, definitely some things we could have, you know, done better running offense and just didn't capitalize on some things, turn the ball over a few times and just didn't execute at a certain point. So it is frustrating, but, I mean, that's in the past and we got to move on to this week against Oklahoma State.
I know you guys are always fired up being done for reason to have energy, but does this fire you up even more? Give you guys...
I mean, I think we always have to kind of put a chip on our shoulder. Just, you know, how it's always been here better. But, you know, we're going to take it, you know, approach this week like we did every week. You know, OSU is a great football team, great program. And, we know, we want to have a live crowd there in Stillwater, and we're going to approach it just like we do every other week.
Your team is lost on Baylor 1 in Stillwater.
I heard the stat the other day, but I couldn't take off the top of my head.
You probably don't remember what was
that. No, I wasn't thinking thought of back then, so.
Jared, how are you doing physically? You're back?
Physically good. A lot better. Just on them. Saturday was pretty rough, but, I felt a lot better than today.
How did that injury happen?
It was on the third play of the game, from 26, just kind of pile driving me into the ground on that late hit.
How much did it affect you?
I tried to not let it affect me at all. In a big game like that, everybody's kind of banged up, and you can't let it. We always talk about manage your distractions. And that was a distraction, and I can't let a little injury like that, phase me in the biggest game of the year up to this point. So, I tried not to let it affect me.
Didn't the thought come out of the game point?
No, not at all.
Did you let the coaches know early? Like, did you influence any kind of play calling going on that game?
Oh, no, not at all. I went into halftime and got some treatment on it, but no, we kept the same game plan throughout the entire game.
I know that was the first time we had fans and many of us had seen staff in therapy. What was that like for you to have therapy home time and get a big round of applause?
Yeah, it was good to have him back. Ever since the injury, it was good to have him back out there with us. And I got to talk to him quite a bit throughout the game, just about different things here and there. It was really, really good to have him back.
What do you think the team's mindset as we lost? I mean, obviously, you guys have really had to do an awful lot of things. But how's the team reacting?
Everybody's staying positive. We can still do everything we want to do as a team. And, that's what we're striving for. And that's, that's what we're going to plan on doing. We just going to keep preparing the way we have been preparing. Day by day.
Being good at everything you want to do with
the team right now, definitely, you want to win these last, or you want to win this week in Stillwater, and then, win at PCQ and then against Texas. You still want to strive to be a Big 12 champ, and, that's what we are still striving to be.
Anything bigger than that?
Oh, absolutely. You always got to have your goals set high. College football's crazy. Anything can happen on any given Saturday. So we'll see.
Share with you running game. I know they probably like to have a really
running
game.
Right?
What do you think's going on with this?
Oh, I still think our run game's really effective. Stats speak for themselves. We're one of the top in the country rushing the ball. Just little executions here and there we've missed. Coaches, they do a great job of coaching stuff, especially after watching the film. And, we'll get everything fixed and they're able to go with you.
Can I ask you about your two interceptions?
Can you tell first one is just a miscommunication. just miscommunication by me and JD. It is what it is. And the second one, bad judgment on my part. I thought I saw something different on the field. It was just bad. So.